It's Tuesday, September 16, 2025.
Summer heat isn't just getting more intense due to climate change, but it's hanging on longer into the fall season.
It's not your imagination. Summers are getting hotter and lasting longer into fall. U.S. taxpayers will pay billions in new fossil fuel subsidies under Republicans' big budget bill. Plus,
in the last 36 months, a pretty untold story of just extraordinary amounts of clean energy surging into the world's energy system.
Global renewable energy investment is surging, just not in the U.S.
All of those embarrassing outrages and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
If oil was of trivial value on this planet, how many wars and coups and assassination attempts would have been averted? Humans are, you know, altogether too good at starting wars, but figuring out how to start one over sunshine will be a trick.
There you go. Underestimating Donald Trump again. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it may be September, but the summer is continuing.
Yes, it is. Some parts of the U.S. are still getting blasts of summer heat. And a new analysis shows that summer's heat lasts longer in the U.S. than ever before and now stretches into fall thanks to man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
Thanks, man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
Climate data firm Climate Central found that in 227 major U.S. cities, hot temperatures now extend at least 10 days longer into fall than they did in the 1970s. That's on average nationally. But in Texas and Florida, summer's heat now extends more than a month or more into fall.
They deserve it.
More heat days mean higher risks for heat-related illnesses, especially among vulnerable groups, plus increased fire danger and higher energy bills, especially costly for schools. Research shows that if heat-trapping pollution keeps rising, these summer temperatures will keep stretching later and later.
Mm.
A different study concludes that man-made climate change has amplified all global heat waves since at least the year 2000. The groundbreaking climate study in the journal Nature also tied individual fossil fuel companies to these extreme heat events, finding that at least a quarter of those heat waves would have been, quote, virtually impossible without the climate pollution from the 14 biggest fossil fuel and cement companies. Those are responsible for the lion's share of the world's carbon pollution. Tying increasingly severe and frequent heat waves to specific companies could potentially be a game changer for climate liability lawsuits seeking to hold fossil fuel companies accountable for climate damages.
I like it.
So it's not great news, though, that thanks to Trump and Republicans' big, ugly budget bill, taxpayers will be paying billions of dollars more in new fossil fuel subsidies. A new report by Oil Change International finds that the Republicans' legislation shovels $4 billion in new subsidies to the oil and gas industry every year for the next 10 years. That's in addition to the more than $30 billion a year taxpayers already give in pre-existing subsidies to the fossil fuel industry. Fossil fuel companies spent at least $500 million to get Donald Trump elected last year, and Trump and Republicans since have blocked cheaper, cleaner alternatives like solar, wind, and even public transportation, anything that reduces dependence on fossil fuels. So, taxpayers pay the industry to produce, then pay for the product, and then pay again for climate damages.
Well, they got us coming and going and going again, don't they?
Even as electricity demand rises, Trump's war on clean energy has killed nearly $19 billion in clean energy projects within the last year.
Wow.
But despite that, the Los Angeles Times reports that over the summer, renewable energy generated nearly 25% of U.S. electricity generation, and California, the fourth largest economy in the world, is using 40% less natural gas to produce electricity than they were 2 years ago, thanks to solar, wind, and batteries.
Thanks, solar, wind, and batteries.
Globally, as the U.S. retreats from renewable energy, China is becoming the world leader. China China is leading the global transition using technology invented in the United States that Republicans and Trump are now abandoning. On Democracy Now!, veteran environmentalist and author Bill McKibben called it a huge win for China.
China has been leading that effort. We know about petrostates. China's the world's first electrostate. We're just handing it all to China in order to appease the oil industry.
McKibben is partnering with environmental groups to hold rallies across America on Sunday, September 21st, to push for expanding solar and wind energy at the state and local level.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
What a way to save our souls, this endless